Democrat spending proposal funds woke programs. Upends Trump executive order to end crime, fix homeless crisis. By Sean Moran on October 7, 2025. The Democrat counterproposal to the Republican stopgap spending bill would fund woke programs and upend President Donald Trump's executive order to combat crime and fix the homelessness crisis. Breitbart News has reported how nonpartisan budget analysts claim the proposal would add $1.5 trillion to the national debt over the next 10 years. Although Democrats have shut down the government over expiring enhanced Obamacare subsidies, there are many other programs that the Democrat counterproposal would fund. Buried within the Democrat spending bill is a provision that would renew all existing continuum of care grants and youth homelessness demonstration projects for 1 year. The Continuum of Care, COC, program is a housing and urban development, HUD, program that serves as the largest source of federal funding for homeless funding and services programs, which doled out $3.6 billion in fiscal year 2024. The Continuum of Care doles out funding purportedly on a competitive basis. However, in fiscal year 2024, 90% of funding was automatically renewed. However, the program has engendered controversy, as COC recipients have been accused of waste, fraud, and abuse, handing out crack pipes to smoke fentanyl and funding diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, LASA, is being investigated after its ex-CEO, Valisha Adams Kellum, signed a taxpayer deal to pay $2.1 million to a nonprofit that employs her husband in a senior leadership role. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted to strip more than $300 million in funding out of LASA to create a new Department of Homelessness. Many leaders in these homeless nonprofits receive exorbitant salaries. The 20 nonprofits that have the largest amounts in active contracts with San Francisco's Department of Homeless and Supportive Housing have received $2 billion from the city since 2017. The average total compensation for the executives of these nonprofits, including benefits, amounted to roughly $300,000. San Francisco nonprofits also doled out foil and glass pipes as part of a harm reduction strategy. Seattle, Washington, nonprofits carry out a similar harm reduction strategy, handing out drug paraphernalia to drug addicts. Seattle, Washington, in June elected a new Continuum of Care Committee, ousting former co-chair Shaney Colson after Colson was recorded at a May meeting in a fit of rage after a board member claimed she had been inappropriately touched by a repeat sex offender who was being nominated to the same board. Colson screamed at the board member, saying, "I'm actually glad that is the case that he's here because sex offenders are another population that is most vulnerable that don't have housing. I don't care if they're a sex offender. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're indigenous. I don't care if they're a criminal. I don't care if they're coming out of jail or prison. Everyone deserves housing." The Seattle COC board oversees roughly $50 million in federal homelessness grants. The Lavender Rights Project, LRP, a black trans feminist organization committed to dismantling oppressive systems that disproportionately harming black communities, in April 2024 announced a partnership with the Chief Seattle Club to open permanent housing for queer, trans, two-spirit, black, indigenous, and people of color, QT2 BIPOC, in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. The Democrat counterproposal would also upend Trump's efforts to end the Biden-era harm reduction policies by renewing all existing COC grants for another year. The July Trump executive order on ending crime and disorder wanted to ensure that the government would not dole out grants that would fund harm reduction programs, contending that it would only facilitate illegal drug use and its attendant harm. The executive order would have HUD assess federal grant programs to prioritize programs that require sobriety and treatment and for cities that enforce homeless camping bans. The Trump fiscal year 2026 budget request would consolidate the Continuum of Care program into a more targeted emergency solutions, ESG, program and would refocus the effort to combat homelessness by having state and local governments lead the way. Devin Kurtz, the public safety director at the Cicero Institute, said, "This is a huge step. The Institute had been lobbying for many of these reforms." Kurtz said that the Housing First strategy made homelessness worse by not addressing addiction first. This is really the crucial safety net at the bottom to make sure that homeless people don't continue to fall through the cracks and die on the street, Kurtz remarked.